The Gemara Daf Yud Adam Beis brings down a Braisa. The Braisa says that if you put a Neser, which is Pasul, a Neser, which is 4 Tfachim wide in your Sukkah, min Hatzad, so even though Defen Akuma will be Machshir the Sukkah, but you're not allowed to sleep under that Neser because you're sleeping under Sukkah Pasul. The Lashon of the Braisa is, Amayde Rabbi Yehuda, Shim Nasan Lai Neser, Shu Rachab Arba Tfachim, Ksheira, the Sukkah is Kasher, Ve'en Yashenim Tachtav, you can't sleep under it, by Yashin Tachtav, Le'yatzadei Chavasa, and if you sleep under it, you're not Yetzer, you're Chayva. That's a lashon of the Braisa in Daf Yud Aleph. Now the Mefarshim over here ask a Paldik Akasha. Mefarshim are actually not over here, they're later on in Daf Chaf, but the Akasha they ask over there would apply over here as well. They say, what does it mean this lashon that if you sleep under a Neser, which is Schach Pasul, you're not Yotze, you're Chiev? What Chiev is it? They're not Yotze. There's no Chiev to sleep in the Sukkah. There's never a Chiev to sleep in the Sukkah. There's never even a mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah. The only time there's a mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah is the first night. Besides for that, there's no Chiev to eat, there's no Chiev to sleep. The ganze mitzvah is, it's basically an isser. Don't eat outside the sukkah. Don't sleep outside the sukkah. But there's never a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. So why does a pastor say, Lashon le yotzei de chavasa, you're not yotzei, you're a chiev of sleeping. The chayav, there is never a chiev to sleep in the sukkah that we could say you're not yotzei, you're a mitzvah. That's a lashon which is reserved for not being mekama mitzvah, not for an isser. So what's the pshat in that? So there is a yodud de kashitas haridva later on in Dav Chav Zayin where he brings on a paltig chiddush that there's a Rishon that held that there is a Chiev to sleep in the Sukkah on the first night. He says, Shemati b'shem gadol migdalei hadar asher b'tzarfas, so you heard from a migdalei hadar in France, Shem mechayev lishon b'sukkah b'layla rishon eshel sukkahs, b'afilo yaduk shaman, he's mechayev to sleep in the Sukkah the first night. If you're that shita, you can answer that this is what it means, you're not yotze, you're chiev, you have a chiev to sleep in the Sukkah, and you're not yotze if you sleep under this schach pasul. But all the Rishonim reject this, the Ritva himself says, the Baha'u'llah says, klal, about it, this is not true. So if you go lefi Rav Rishonim, it's halakush l'duchta, what is the lashon of lo yotze de chavase? That's the L'chai Shrei and the Gemara over here. So Yedidi Rav Shmuley Waman Shlita, who happens to be making a chasa tonight, wanted to say, he said this in the shir, he said in the shul on the last Sunday, that maybe you could answer this according to Rav Shimon Shkap's Havana in the mitzvah of Sukkah. We said earlier on Daf Test that there's a Yesedis Dikam Achleikis Achreinim, how to understand the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Menchus Chinuch understands that it's basically an Isser Asay. You're not allowed to eat outside the Sukkah, you can't sleep outside the Sukkah, but there's no positive mitzvah to do anything in the Sukkah. But Rav Shimon understands all that there is a mitzvah chiyuvis. There's a mitzvah chiyuvis to eat in the Sukkah, to sleep in the Sukkah, to do all your mitzvahs in the Sukkah. You could avoid it if you don't want to eat or you want to sleep, but if you want to do it, once you want to do it, it's nikva chiev l'chol hapachas dan, it becomes a chiev. When you want to eat, when you want to sleep, you have a chiev to do it in the Sukkah dafka. And if you do it outside the Sukkah, it's not that you're being ivra nisar only, but you're being mevatel that mitzvah saseh that you have to do all of your yeshiva in the Sukkah. So l'fidan havan of Reb Shimon, it would come out that this lashon doesn't make sense. There is a klalius tikka chiev to do all of your yeshivas in the Sukkah. When you cover yourself for that, then it becomes a chiv, and that could be the lashon of layatzadei chavasai. If you decided to sleep and you sleep in the sukkah under such a neser, you're not yotze, your mitzvah nasev, sleeping in the sukkah, of living in the sukkah, and that is the beer in the lashon layatzadei chavasai. That would be a smach to Reb Shimon Shita. If you hold like the Menachas Chinuch Savana that it's only an isser asay, not a mitzvah asay, the tzadur kusha l'duchta, this lashon remains shver. What does it mean layatzadei chavasai? And we'll see Mitzvah Shem when we get to Daf Chaf. Maybe there's another Mahalach that could be said according to the Havana of the Menchas Chinuch.